VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for Tuesday's terrorist attack on a hotel and office complex in Nairobi, Kenya. Police say at least 15 people were killed and a still undetermined number of wounded. One report says an American and a British citizen are among the dead. Kenya's Interior Minister, that is, says the country is safe and the situation is under control, but gunshots could still be heard several hours after he made that pronouncement. The attack on the Dusit D2 complex began in mid-afternoon with an explosion outside a bank and a suicide bombing in the hotel lobby. The hotel and shops are in an upscale Nairobi neighborhood, popular with American, European, and Indian tourists. Correspondent Mohammed Youssef reports from Nairobi.
Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the responsibility of the attack. George Musumali is director of the Center for Risk Management in Africa.
If you look at the way this attack has been carried out, it has the hallmarks of a terror attack. And remember, this is not the first time we've witnessed this kind of method being used. And we are aware that several attacks of a similar nature have been thwarted by the security agencies based on intelligence that had been received.
The attack came a day after Kenyan court charged three men for alleged aiding the Westgate Mall attack in 2013 that claimed the lives of 67 people and injured 150. Al-Shabaab has been involved in numerous terrorist attacks in Kenya this decade, including the Westgate Mall assault.
The British House of Commons, on a 432-202 vote, defeated Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan Tuesday for Britain's departure from the European Union. This is VOA News. In a stunning